We greet our friends everywhere with Chapter 31 of Perilous Journey, the story of John Bunyan. Today featuring the fourth episode in his Pilgrim's Progress. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians and comes to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. While the people of Bedford Church prayed for John's release from prison, and while his friends petitioned to have him freed, John spent his last prison days reading his completed manuscript of Pilgrim's Progress to two fellow prisoners.
After the Shining Ones ministered to Christian, he continued on his journey until he came, at the bottom of a hill, to three men fast asleep, with fetters on their heels. The name of one of them was Simple, of another Sloth, and of the third Presumption. Christian, seeing them lying there chained, went to awaken them.
Wake up! Wake up! You mustn't stay here! Wake up!
Wes, what do you want?
I will help you if you want me to.
I'm tired. You woke me up.
This is no place to sleep.
This is a very good place to sleep. Now, if you'll excuse me.
No, you must all wake up.
What do you mean by making such a lot of noise?
I'll help you off with your chains.
Why?
This is a very dangerous place. You must not rest until you get to Zion.
Dangerous?
Yes, the devil goes about like a roaring lion. And if he comes here, you are all chained and will be devoured.
What a ridiculous person you are to come and try to teach us.
I'm going back to sleep.
So am I.
I do not like to do it. But I have to leave you, Simple, Presumption, Sloth, to your fates. I have got to keep on with my journey. Wall is so high on each side of the highway, I can see nothing but the road ahead of me. What's that?
Ah, the road isn't as far below the wall as I thought. Are you ready to jump, Hypocrisy?
Ready.
I made it. Hello.
Hello, who are you?
My name is Formalist, and this fellow is Hypocrisy. As you can see, we've just climbed over the wall onto the narrow road and are on our way to Mount Zion.
Why did you not come in at the wicket gate that's at the beginning of this road? Don't you know that it's written that anyone coming in another way is a thief and a robber?
It was far too difficult to go that way. We took a shortcut.
But won't it be considered a sin by the Lord of Zion?
What?
Violating the will of God like that. He said to go in at the gate.
Lots of people take the short way. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. And besides, if we get there, what does it matter how we came? You started at the gate.
And as far as the rules and laws go, Christian, we do them as well as you do. You're no different from us, except maybe for that coat you're wearing, which I suppose some of your neighbors gave you.
I cannot help warning you that you will not be saved by obeying laws and ordinances. You did not come in at the door. And as for my coat, it was given to me by the Lord of the place to which I go. And when I get to the gate of the celestial city, the Lord will recognize me because I will be wearing the coat he gave me. I also have a mark on my forehead that I got on the day my burden rolled away. And I have a parchment roll to present at the celestial gate. I doubt very much that you both have these things since you came over the wall.
Oh, what a lot of empty talk.
Who needs a coat and roll?
I beheld then that Christian and Formalist and Hypocrisy went on together until they came to the hill Difficulty. There were two side roads that branched off from the straight road, and Formalist and Hypocrisy, supposing that these two ways might meet again with the narrow way, decided to take the side roads. Now, the name of one of those ways was Danger, and the name of the other, Destruction. So the one took the way which is called Danger, which led him to a great wood, and the other took the way to Destruction, which led him to a wide field, full of dark mountains, where he stumbled and fell and rose no more. I looked then after Christian, to see him going up the hill Difficulty on the narrow path, where he kept stumbling and falling because of the steepness of the way.
I don't know how much farther I can go. The way seems too steep for me. What's that ahead? Oh, it's a garden. And it's level, and has places to rest. I'm almost there. A little bit farther. Oh, it's so good to lie down. I'm so tired. I'll just look at my parchment roll for a little while. Oh, this is a pleasant rest, and I'm so sleepy.
Christian! Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise.
Oh, I fell asleep. It's almost night. I've got to get going. I shouldn't have slept. Now I can hardly see the path, and it seems steeper than ever. The top of this hill seems farther away than ever. Oh, at last. The top. I can hardly see, but I am at the top. Oh, what's this? Two men are running to meet me. Dear sirs, what's the matter? You look terrified and... Oh, you're running the wrong way. The Celestial City is the way you're coming from.
Who are you?
My name is Christian.
I am Mistrust.
And I am Timorous.
We were going to the City of Zion, even managed to get to the top of this terrible hill. But the further we go, the more danger we meet with. We're going back.
Yes, just a little ways ahead of you lie a couple of lions. We couldn't tell whether they were awake or asleep. But one thing is sure, anyone who goes near them will get pulled to pieces.
It sounds terrifying. But where can I go to be safe? If I go back to my old life in the City of Destruction, fire and brimstone will fall on me. If I can get to the Celestial City, I know I will be safe there. So I must go on. To go back is nothing but death. To go on is only fear of death. And beyond that, life everlasting. I'm going on.
Good night, Christian.
Farewell.
My heart is fearful. I'll read my parchment roll and take comfort. Where is my roll? I've lost it. I've lost my parchment. What am I going to do? It must be here somewhere. Where could I have lost it? In the arbor where I fell asleep. It must have fallen out of my hand when I slept. And now I have to go halfway down the hill again to find it.
I trust, John, that you have poor Christian come again to the garden and find his parchment.
Yes. He had to have it to get in at the Celestial Gate. And you should have seen his joy when he found it again. The roll was the assurance of his life and his acceptance at Heaven's Gate.
God grant that we all will rejoice to present our rolls at the Gate of God.
Amen. What happened next, John?
Well, Christian was so joyful to find his roll that he got to the summit of the hill Difficulty again without much trouble at all, even though it was almost dark by this time. But when he got to the top, he remembered what those two fellows, Timorous and Mistrust, had said about the lions they'd met. And poor Christian began to be fearful again. What if he should meet lions?
What if I should meet lions in the dark? Night is the time they hunt, and I would have no defense. Oh, what's this I'm coming to? Oh, a palace. Oh, if I could stay the night here. Oh, this is wonderful. Lions. The lions Mistrust and Timorous told of. They're guarding the door of the palace.
Christian, is your strength so small? Don't be afraid of the lions. They're chained and put there to try your faith. Keep in the middle of the path, and no harm will come to you.
Sir, whose house is this, and would it be possible to stay here for the night?
This house was built by the Lord of the Hill for pilgrims. Who are you?
My name is now Christian, but before it was Graceless. I am on my way to the city of Zion, but because it is now night, I would like to stay here until morning.
I'll call some of the ladies of the house. They are the ones who will invite you to stay.
Who knocks?
This man is called Christian and desires to stay the night.
Come in, blessed of the Lord. This house was built to entertain pilgrims like yourself.
Oh, I will gladly come in, for I have had a hard journey today.
You will feel refreshed after some food and company.
This food is delicious. I was getting weak from hunger.
Tell us more about your burden.
As I said, it was so heavy upon my back, I could hardly walk. But as I came up the hill to the cross, a strange thing happened. Strange and more wonderful than words can tell.
What was that?
I seemed to see one hanging upon the cross. His blood was dropping down. And it was the very sight of him that made my burden fall off my back. And while I looked, three angels came to me. One told me my sins were forgiven. One stripped me of my rags and gave me this coat that you see me wearing. And another put this mark on my forehead and gave me this roll.
You have had a long journey already, haven't you, Christian?
Not as long as I have ahead of me, I understand.
And you must rest for it, Christian. If you have finished eating, come, and I will show you your room where you can rest until morning. Let us commit ourselves to the Lord for the night.
Heard Chapter 31 of Perilous Journey, the story of John Bunyan, featuring today the fourth episode of his Pilgrim's Progress. This is another in the series Stories of Great Christians that comes to you from the radio studios of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.